calling Aces.
Hey, is Kurt in?
Let me try paging him. I'm not sure. Hold on.
Sure.
TVs, personal watercraft, snowmobiles, scooters, and automobiles of all make and models. With over 150 units in stock, we have a great selection of both new and late model machines. Financing is available at great low rates. At Aces, it's your deal. Maybe your dream is cruising up the canyon on a Harley-Davidson, or crisscrossing America on a Goldwing. Or maybe you're looking for a more aggressive sport bike. If it's dirt that you're looking for, we have a great selection of ATVs, UTVs, and dirt bikes as well. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, we'll find it for you. Since we started in 2002, Aces has grown to be one of the largest pre-owned motorsport businesses in Colorado and has customers worldwide. Visit us online to shop our inventory, check out our online specials, or even schedule a test drive. Find it all at acesmotorcycles.com. Aces has access to thousands of parts and accessories for nearly every make and model of motorcycle and ATV on the market. Shop our online catalogs and place a special order today. Welcome to Aces, Northern Colorado's family-owned and operated motorsports business. We're conveniently located at 5900 South College Avenue, 1 mile south of Harmony Road in Fort Collins. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come check out our inventory today. Aces features motorcycles, ATVs, personal watercraft, snowmobiles, scooters, and automobiles of all make and models. With over 150 units in stock, we have a great selection of both new and late model machines. Financing is...
Yeah, he's not picking up. He might be out on the road. Did you want to try back in like an hour or so? He's usually in and out during the
week. Sure. Yeah, yeah, I could do that.
He might be running an errand to the bank or something. Usually stays really close, so.
Yeah, I got you. He gave me his cell phone number, said he might pop in and out.
Yeah, no problem. It's 970. Oh, you already have it?
I've got it. No worries.
Oh, okay, cool.
Maybe Dalton can answer my question, though. Do you think he's
around? Yeah, no, this is him.
Oh, hey, Dalton. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Sam. How's it going, man?
Hey, pretty good. I was going to check in with you here before I bother him on his cell phone. I just don't want to do that. But they sent me a little message asking why your volume dropped from around 472,000 to 299 in the month of September. I know I was talking to Kurt, and he mentioned his wife. I guess your mom was in the hospital. So that might have something to do with it. But I was just kind of checking in with you guys. And do you happen to know why that happened, or you think Kurt...
The volume of sales?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't. That would probably be a better question for him. It went from what to what?
It went from like 472 to 299. Like pretty significant drop. I'm not sure if that rang any bells.
You know, it could be a number of things. I mean, obviously being in Colorado, it's a little bit of a seasonal thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, going into fall, but also, sure. You know, the prices of the vehicles that we carry are a lot cheaper this time of year. You know, we go from having $20,000, $25,000 Harleys to, you know, $8,000 snowmobiles and ATVs, UTVs, stuff like that. So our inventory, the price of the inventory changes quite a bit too. But it might be a better question for him. I'm not positive on that one. I don't know if it typically drops like that, you know, from August to September.
I got you.
Or what, but it is, you know, a little bit of a seasonal business, so
definitely
that might be part of it. But
okay, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, give him a shout on his cell phone. He never gets bugged by it, so don't ever feel like you're bugging him. He's used to calls all the time on it. So
sounds good. Okay, then I'll go ahead and give that a shot and let him know. But it doesn't look like a big deal here. They just kind of wanted to know if anything was up, anything was wrong. But yeah, you're right. It is seasonal. It makes sense. I mean,
with snow. I mean, like days like today. Yeah, you know, 40 degrees and rain. Where are you guys located at? I don't even know where you're at.
Sure, we're down in San Diego, so we got...
Jeez, man. Forget you. You got sunshine in the ocean right now.
Motorcycle weather all day.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's here in Colorado, it's a little bit seasonal, and typically what you see is after Sturgis, it'll slow down a little bit.
Sure.
But not ever too awfully bad, but it does change a little bit. But I want to guess, and I could be wrong, but I want to guess it's just the type of inventory that we tend to swap out a lot of our high-end Harley stuff just so it's not sitting here in the wintertime.
Definitely.
Swap it out for ATVs and stuff for hunting season, snowmobiles, stuff like that. So.
Sure, and understandable. It's a smart move there, too. So okay, sounds good. Then I'll go ahead and write that down in the notes. I'll give Kurt like a call here and just see what he says about that. But yeah, we'll definitely see where we can go from there. I appreciate it, Dylan.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Sam. Anytime.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye.